Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Don't forget our town hall with RFK Jr. tonight, and I look forward to seeing many of you there. Joe Biden repeatedly denied ever once talking to his son. He did this multiple times about his foreign business dealings. Deny. Now they've decided, as I said earlier today, to change the narrative. Now he denies any involvement in Hunter's foreign business dealings. That's not what he said. Let me first play Joe and his multiple denials during the campaign and Corinne Jean-Pierre shifting narrative as they move the goalposts. Listen.
Curious if the White House and the president still stand behind his comment that he's never been involved and has never even spoken to his son about his business.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son.
President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
The president was never in business with his son.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
The president was never in business with his son.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings? Yes, I stand by that statement.
The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son.
Now, we also have Joe Biden on tape, a voicemail for Hunter discussing his business dealings. Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15. It's Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Want to talk to you about the article released online. Printed in tomorrow's Times was good. I think you're in the clear. And if you get a chance, give me a call. Love you. Play that because they were talking about farm business deals that they denied they ever talked about.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
And then it gets to the heart of Joe Biden and this whole, what we're calling the Biden bribery scandal allegations, because that's what we're talking about. This is about Joe Biden. Hunter's involved, but this is about Joe Biden. Did Joe Biden, according to the 1023, the comments by the confidential human source to a credible, well-trusted FBI informant. You know, did that implicate Joe Biden? By the way, do those tapes even exist? Because apparently there were 17 of them. So you get where we're going here. Anyway, here to help sort it out is Greg Jarrett, Fox News analyst, author of the bestseller Trial of the Century. Brett Tolman is with us, former federal prosecutor, served as a U.S. attorney in Utah. Welcome both of you to the program. Greg, I mean, if you and I both had a dollar for every time we discussed this and played this, we'd be pretty wealthy. The only difference now is it matters, and it is in the forefront of the investigation into the Biden family syndicate. And now, to me, the evidence is overwhelming and incontrovertible. These you know, foreign business dealings, Joe was up to his eyeballs in it. And we'll hear from Devin Archer next Monday. And according to Miranda Devine, John Solomon, he's going to say that Hunter Biden put him on the phone regularly, more than 20 times, with foreign business partners to help seal the deal.
And that matches what Tony Bobulinski said. He actually sat down with Joe Biden and talked about, you know, these corrupt deals. You know, this is the most serious corruption scandal in modern history, and the evidence continues to mount day by day, week by week. You know, you and I spent 4 years talking about that Joe Biden infamous brag where he threatened Ukraine into firing the prosecutor. Well, it's increasingly looking like bribery and extortion. Hunter was on the company payroll, pocketing millions of dollars, doing nothing except exerting his father's influence. And, you know, I think this is, you know, what was he selling? Well, he was selling influences and promises of future policy changes that would benefit American adversaries against the interests of the United States. That's selling out your country. And remember, you know, impeachable offenses include treason and bribery.
And high crimes and misdemeanors, all of which I think would probably be appropriate. Brett, look, you're a former federal prosecutor. To me, this has been a slam dunk case for a long time, and yet it's taken this long. Republicans finally getting power in the U.S. Congress to have a real investigation, and now this information is cascading down into the political bloodstream of the country. And I don't think there's any other conclusion that people can come to here except that Joe Biden used his position as vice president and his family was benefiting financially, and they did nothing for the money except offer access to the father that was powerful.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for having me on. Great to be with Greg as well. I'll tell you, you remember those puzzles, the connect the dots puzzles. Well, this is one that's come with all the lines drawn in. That's how bad this is. This is one that I would present to the grand jury, and I would simply apologize that they're not going to have to exercise much judgment because they're going to have the evidence in front of them. You look at the last two pieces that fail. You have an individual come forward that says they have 17 tapes of conversations with Joe Biden. Then you have, what do you have? A business partner that says he did it at least 20 times. Those match. Then you have the allegation that $10 million to the big guy. And then what do we see in 2017, Joe Biden's tax returns? He puts down that he got $10 million. And there's no explanation. It wasn't from the sale of a property. None of his book proceeds match that amount. Doesn't even come close. And he can't explain $11 million on his tax return. Now, those are things as a prosecutor you present. And you just know that you're not dealing with the brightest bolts out there and that this fraud is going to be apparent to everyone. But not here, not in this age, in day and age. Instead, we have the media and we have everyone covering, notwithstanding now whistleblowers coming forward and business partners coming forward. It's a case I would relish to present to the grand jury.
You know, it's not just changing the narrative. He was adamant. He even called somebody a liar for daring to suggest something untoward happened with Hunter and his foreign business dealings, et cetera. Greg Jarrett. Now you have Kevin McCarthy, you know, pointing out that this is rightly rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry. I think it's going to go way beyond that. And I think that the walls are now closing in very tight on the Biden family syndicate. Where do you see it going?
Well, I do see the evidence continuing to develop in a shocking way. You know, we have suspicious activity reports, more than 150 evidencing corrupt practices. We have the flow of tens of millions of dollars in wire transfers funneled through a complex web of shell companies and LLCs. If the purpose is to hide the source of that cash, that's money laundering. Also, I brought up about 2 years ago, racketeering. Doesn't this look like a criminal enterprise for illegal gain, which is racketeering under...
Well, by the way, then you have to move to the WhatsApp message. I'm sitting here with my father, blah, 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 and you didn't fulfill your promise, and you better, or else everyone he knows and my ability to hold the grudge, you're going to regret not taking care of what you promised to take care of. And then within a week, they have $5 million from China transferred to them.
Where was Hunter Biden when he made that telephone call? Photographic evidence that just came out shows he was at his father's home. Was Dad there? Was he literally in the room? You know, all of this needs intense investigation, but of course you've got, you know, the mainstream media protecting Joe Biden, saying, oh, after tomorrow and the plea deal, it's all over, let's move on. No one is going to move on who cares about the truth.
Well, I tend to agree with you. You know, now we understand, too, Brett, that the FBI had partially corroborated some of these allegations before Weiss Deep 60 investigation. What do we do about the IRS whistleblowers? We've heard from two of them. There are six in total, or the 1023 form. This was a highly credible FBI informant, you know, meeting with the CEO of Burisma, who's saying over and over again he didn't want to pay the Bidens money, but $5 million to one Biden, $5 million to another Biden, and he did it for the express purpose of getting rid of that prosecutor. I mean, that's pretty damning in and of itself. Now, we know the FBI thought this guy was credible, the FBI informant who was meeting with the CEO of Burisma using a confidential human source because they paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars. Isn't that evidence they had confidence in him?
Well, it is evidence of confidence, and it's evidence of confidence in the FBI and the IRS. Keep in mind, Sean, in 25 years working in the criminal justice system, I've seen maybe less than five times whistleblowers come out of the IRS or the FBI. And in those instances, they were treated with great credibility. Here we have one of the most massive uncoverings of public corruption and conspiracy among multiple Bidens and business partners to cover up millions of dollars being transferred from companies that are foreign enemies to this country. And yet these whistleblowers were marginalized. They've been attacked. But what it says to the American people, and they're getting it, is that this is a legitimate exposure of corruption, and it's not going to go away. And I agree with Greg that you have the potential to bring a massive conspiracy case against them. Should Joe Biden resign and shame and be prosecuted? Absolutely. It won't happen, though. So you got to go through impeachment, and then you got to win back offices so that you can gut the FBI.
Oh, you can't indict a sitting president, can you?
He would have to resign. That's correct.
Well, he'd have to resign, and I'm not expecting that would happen, and I don't think he'd resign without pardoning himself and pardoning his son. Do you?
I think, you know, that's a great point, and how ironic it would be, because they always claimed that Trump would do that, but would they?
Well, in retrospect, probably Trump should have done it, no?
Probably, but we're at that place where the Democrats are willing to say and do anything to protect their ability to hang on to power. And I don't doubt that Joe Biden would do the same.
All right, quick break. More legal analysis with Greg Jarrett and Brett Tolman.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue now. Legal analysis with Greg Jarrett and Brett Tolman are with us. Where does this end, Greg Jarrett? We've been all over this now for years. Gnut, who joined us earlier, had a very good line. He says, you know, this is getting so big and so loud that now the Washington Post, the New York Times may be forced to cover it. And there's a part of me that believes the Democratic establishment, meaning the media mob and Democrats in general, don't want Joe to be the nominee. And this would be the perfect way to probably take him out. And that, or if he has another massive fall, I think that the tide would turn against him within his own party. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what's going to be explosive is the testimony of Devin Archer, who was literally in the room as Joe Biden was either meeting with Hunter Biden's overseas business partners or on speakerphone talking to those business partners. And I think he will connect the dots, show Joe Biden's intimate involvement in his son's influence peddling schemes. What was he peddling? He was peddling his father and his father's ability to shape American foreign policy to benefit, foreign adversaries. And it's not just Devin Archer. It'll be followed by James Gillier, Eric Schwerin, and other of Hunter Biden's business partners. And it was always absurd for Joe Biden to say, oh, I never talked with my son about what he did for a living. And at the same time, he would talk about how close he was with his son, speaking with him every day. Any parent knows exactly what their children are doing for a living, and they talk to them about it, and they, you know, offer advice. So that never made sense. So now
I offer advice it never gets listened to. That's what I do.
Now Joe Biden has switched and said, well, I was never in business with my son. The documents belie that.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank you both. Greg Jarrett, always appreciate your time. Brett Tolman, thank you, sir. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We'll hit the phones when we come back. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
Continuing to build the foundation for conservative victory.
Victory.
Now, back to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls here in a second. But, you know, imagine if you found your home online for sale, but you didn't put it there. Well, it's called home title theft. You got to be very, very careful. As a Florida resident found his parents' property for sale on a real estate site, their signatures had been forged on their title. There was nothing that the county could do to stop it. And lucky for them, his father had been smart. He had already had HomeTitleLock.com, and they detected the transfer and thankfully saved the property. Now, that's why I'm protected by our friends at Home Title Lock. You need to be protected. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com because they monitor the largest property database in the entire country 24/7. They will alert you instantaneously anytime anybody tries to touch your title. God forbid you're a victim. They have their title restoration specialist. They act fast, working with the experts that it takes to save your home from being stolen. Anyway, get the same protection, peace of mind that you need. HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. They'll give you 30 days of free protection and a free title scan to make sure you're not already a victim and that your title is in your name. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Check them out today and protect your biggest investment. All right, let's get to our busy telephones. Joe is in beautiful South Carolina. What's up, Joe? How are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean, pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to talk about the fact that they're actually doing something right now by following the money. Remember, Rush Limbaugh often spoke about follow the money and we could get to the truth. And
Rush was right. And in this case, it's just 100% applicable. And we're getting to the money. That's the good, you know, look how long it took Comer to get the suspicious activity reports. You know, look at how Christopher Wray did not want to hand over that FD 1023 form. I mean, listen to what those whistleblowers said at the IRS and the level of protection the Bidens got. I mean, everybody, my conscience is shocked. Every American should be shocked. And especially when you look at the passion and vigor in which they pursue anything and everything Donald Trump.
I agree. And the maze of accounts that they set up to hide this is beyond
the shell companies that were not set up for any real business. There are real LLCs and then there are shell companies. These were shell companies.
Right. Well, thank you, Sean. Thanks for letting me on.
All right, my friend. You make a good point. Thanks for checking in. Florida, the free state of Florida. Mark, next. Sean Hannity Show. What's going on, Mark?
Hi, Sean. And thank you for allowing me to speak my voice on your show. But I'd like to talk about the quick pro thing with the Bidens, and listen to you and others. It sounds like there's far enough information to move to indict him. I don't know if that's a good thing to do before the election or not, but and a lot of these things escape. They don't get punished for it. I'd like to find out if we can do a let the people do a class action or a civil suit towards him.
A civil suit towards who?
The Bidens.
The Bidens. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you?
Well, I don't know. I've heard of civil suits or class action suits from many people in the past. Why would this be exempt from it?
Well, probably wouldn't. You know, you have to have standing in the case of a civil suit. How exactly were individuals harmed in this particular case? If they're the ones getting the money, they're the ones involved with the Ukrainian issue. I mean, the person that would have probably the best suit would be Donald Trump. They impeached him for telling Zelensky, can you get to the bottom of if anything untoward happened here? In other words, look for the truth. And here it is. All of it is now unfolding. Talk about divine justice for Donald Trump here. After that whole Ukrainian impeachment issue. But, you know, look, I mean, the quid pro quo is the quid pro quo. However, he gave the billion taxpayer dollars in loan guarantees. They were scheduled to give that anyway. I don't think that's really a part of the story. So I'm not sure where the damages are, where the standing is. But I hear the sense of what you're talking about here.
Well, there are people getting hurt. All Americans are getting hurt by allowing these people to be above the law.
Well, that's a separate issue, and that's going to take something much bigger than a civil suit to fix. And that's going to take a new government that fixes it, and a government committed to restoring the FBI to its former greatness as the world's premier law enforcement agency. That's going to take a commitment to equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws and our Constitution. And that is going to be based on how we vote. By the way, there's elections going on, for example, in Virginia this November, but that's going to take all of us to band together and hopefully replace the Biden regime, if they're not replaced before then, if Biden can even survive. We'll see. This is now hitting critical mass. We'll see. Anyway, good call, Mark. Appreciate it. Vermont Boomer is on the Sean Hannity Show. Boomer, I love that name. What's going on?
Thank you, Sean, for having me on your show.
Thank you.
I've listened to you for the last couple of years, and I basically retired, and I think you do a great service informing your audience, you know, the facts of today's issues and your viewpoints.
I appreciate it. I can't do it without you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll be 74 at the end of this month.
Well, you sound like a young chicken. Go ahead and listen, I tell people all the time, do you work out at all?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I just
walk 10,000 steps a day and keep your weight in line. That's what you really got to do for health. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I had this idea when I was in school, junior high, when John F. K. died, I mean, I cried, and the whole school was dismissed. And John F. K. had a lot of old Democratic values, and I think RFK has those same old Democratic values. I mean, if you really listen to him and what he says, you know, I agree with some of the stuff he says, and I just.
Well, look at how different he is on with his party on immigration. Look at how different he is on biological men playing women's sports. Look at how different he is on the issue of, you know, for example, the COVID vaccine in particular. I mean, I'll get into this a little bit with him tonight. I just want to hear his views. Everyone's going to want me to get in a big fight with him. I'm not the candidate, and I feel that he gets in these forums and then people want to silence him like they did at the censorship hearing, even though he once wanted me boycotted and off the air and called me a bunch of names. But I'll forgive that. I'm okay. I'll move on from what he said about me in 2007.
Yeah, they don't really let him really speak. They cut him off. And my idea was, I think that he would take, 15-20% of the Democratic vote. And I was just wondering if Trump would have him as a vice president.
I wouldn't pick RFK as vice president. I don't think I'm in enough agreement with him. I'm very interested. I kind of like, I like people that are different. How do I explain that? I like people that are willing to express views that offend other people. And I'm not talking about ignorant racist people or people that hold those kind of views. You know, he has a passion on this issue of vaccines, a real passion. Now, I vaccinated my kids, the normal vaccinations you give your children. But all of us, we now know we're lied to on a spectacular level when it came to the COVID vaccine. And he was probably one of the louder voices out there warning people not to trust the government on this. Because remember, every single vaccination, this was all, in the experimental stage. That had not been fully tested. And he made that point to people. And he says he's not anti-vax. I've gone over his position over and over and over again. And, I really want to hear him out on this. But, post-COVID, are you ever going to listen to any government official about your health in the future? Because I won't.
No. And, I had both shots, and I had a booster. And it was like a bad cold. And I guess I'm pretty healthy, so. It didn't affect me too much. My wife thought I just had a cold, and I said, no, I got all these symptoms. And so,
well, I think you speak for a lot of people. I really do. And, so I just appreciate everything that you're saying. I mean, just watch the show tonight. Let me know what you think. Call back tomorrow.
What my idea was, like in the state of Vermont where I'm from, we have a Republican governor and a Democratic lieutenant governor, and it works.
Yeah. Well, you also have Bernie Sanders. You're stuck with him. Good luck. And you also have miserably cold weather. You can keep it. I hate it.
I was just in a rain.
Boomer, you need to get the hell out of Vermont. There's my advice for you. Enjoy your sunset years in beautiful Florida in the sunshine.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Let us say hi to Mario, Philadelphia. What's going on in PA? Mario, how are you?
What's going on? I'm fine. I wanted to touch on a couple of comments that I remember Barack Obama saying. One of them was, there isn't a scintilla of evidence of any scandals in my administration. Now, he being the smartest man to ever hit the White House, according to the Democrats, how did Joe Biden escape that? How did Joe Biden... get under the radar of the smartest
man? Well, first of all, we can go to the IRS scandal, a whole series of scandals under the Obama administration. I just don't have time to go back in my memory bank and find them, but they're there. And I don't think, honestly, I never believed that Obama was too impressed with Joe. Obama's quoted as saying famously, never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. And you know what? He's pretty much screwed up everything he's touched since he's been president. And now he's at the point where he can barely string together a couple of sentences. So, how did this happen? How did Obama, do I think Obama knew? I have no idea whatsoever what Obama knew regarding this. He said in that tape, famously, before the Council of Foreign Relations, when he was bragging about getting the prosecutor fired, I said, go ahead, call Obama, ask him. I've got full authority. So did that mean that Obama knew? I don't know. Probably a stretch. I'm not sure. It seems like a Biden family matter to me, not an Obama-Biden family matter. There's never been any indication that Barack Obama was involved in any of this crap. And hopefully for his sake, he was not. I would assume he was not. Okay?
He made another comment, Sean, during an interview, I forget what network, that under my plan, electricity will necessarily skyrocket. See, he snuck that word in there, necessarily. That's for all the people that vote Democratic that don't, you know, oh, it's necessary. And guess what? That's what's happened. And all the people that are pulling the levers of power right now, like Susan Rice and all the other inchworms that are in there putting policies in front of Joe Biden to read to the, you know, to America, you know, these little reptile-like inchworms that were put in there by Barack. My nickname for him, Barack Appleseed. He planted those seeds in there.
So you think behind the scenes that Barack's calling the shots?
Well, maybe through proxy.
Okay, so Barack's supporters are, he's calling the shots and it's being implemented through, you know, the Susan Rices of the world.
And you know, they're using an old military tactic, which I went through when I went in the military, is a boot camp strategy. Strip down everything that you know, which is what they're doing to the nation. Remember the statues and all the goodness that we've done? Strip everything down and then build it back up to what they truly want, which is Marxism and possibly communism and dictatorship, which is Joe Biden and Merrick Garland. They're not far from that post.
If the Democrats ultimately have their way, this country will be unrecognizable to those of us that love America. Our constitutional republic will be destroyed, and it'll be destroyed from within. You know, go back to the admonition of Ben Franklin, Constitutional Convention, 1787. So is it a monarchy or a republic? A republic, if you can keep it. You know, Reagan, freedom is but one generation away from extinction. Neither one of them were wrong. And here we are on the precipice in many ways. A tipping point. What did I say? Live free or die, America and the world on the brink. Well, this is on the brink part. Anyway, my friend, appreciate the call. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Let not your heart be troubled. We got an interesting show tonight. Hannity, 9 Eastern. Set your DVR Monday through Friday, 9 Eastern on the Fox News channel, so you never, ever, 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 ever miss an episode of Hannity. Anyway, our full hour tonight with RFK Jr., a audience town hall, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm told we have a big crowd of people that are coming, and that should be make it more electric, more fun. I don't know if everyone there is going to love me. I didn't know that until today that RFK in 2007, RFK Jr., had called for a boycott of me. Anyway, set your DVR, 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.